afternoon.
Welcome to Why Is This a Thing, our how-to Halloween special.
Spooktacular!
We're not calling it that. No.
All right, well, I thought we all agreed we weren't going to do that.
I think that was. Well, no, we vetoed it. Yeah, we had the two-thirds majority, so he has to legally abide by it.
But I won the golden power veto.
No, you didn't. We did. We won the golden power veto.
I vetoed your nomination.
This is not Big Brother.
So we've made the worst decision of our lives and have decided to go video for this podcast and expose the world to our incredibly horrendous, ugly faces.
Yes.
So that's
you should explain that real quick.
What am I explaining?
All right, so we have a podcast.
Yeah.
We're doing video.
Explain that.
In general,
people were getting confused when we were talking.
Yeah,
it's called, get this, guys, a video podcast.
Whoa,
no,
that's what it's called. It's a revolutionary idea.
Wow,
hold up the sign for the clapping, by the way. Revolution. Yeah, all right, okay. Our first ever video podcast. Where's the audience?
Why do we not have the audience?
We'll put them in the post. We'll put them in the post.
AKA next segment, I'm just going to run upstairs and get it.
Good idea.
Okay.
All this planning. Okay, yeah, so we are doing a video show. This is our Halloween episode. We've got a lot of surprises coming up, including many special guests, how-to segments, and the likes of which you've never seen on podcast before. That's what we're doing today.
Why is that pumpkin backwards?
Because we were trying to hide the face.
Oh, good point.
Because it's carved shoddily on the other side. And we don't want anybody seeing it.
With a plastic knife.
This is our studio.
Well, it's not a real pumpkin.
Done by yours truly.
This is our studio right now. Guys, we wasted
so much money.
So much goddamn money on this. Like, way too much money for a podcast.
Like, the amount of money spent per person who's going to view this.
Oh my god.
It's definitely not beneficial to anyone.
We would have been better kickstarting this thing. And we still want
to. I like telling people the lights alone were $40.
Yes, that's right. We have studio lights in
and
here.
And we're actually not even using one of them.
That's true.
That's
we have tables, pumpkins, a skull, which I will try not to move it, not center it for you.
Yeah, it's going to be.
But awesome. Zach insisted.
If you just put it right
insisted
back on
or
the
incested,
scene.
Those are very different.
He both incested and insasted, but your god insisted. Put the laugh there. You're very bad at your job already, Abby. It's a moving mouth because we want to insist for authenticity.
Hope that's centered.
Oh, it's centered. It's centered, baby.
Why don't we bring on all of our guests?
Let's
today.
Do it. First
so,
of all,
stop it?
Yeah, come on, cool. All in here.
We'll move forward.
We have some very special guests for you. First of all, we've got we got some clapping for them.
There we go. Now you're getting it, Abby.
First of all, Abby Richardson over here, sporting a Dorothy from Wizard of Oz outfit there. And we are certainly not in Kansas anymore.
Oh, yeah, I guess this segment is going to be called What the Fuck Are You? Your Halloween costume.
That's what we're calling.
So, we all remember Brian. You all remember Brian.
I don't remember him.
They fired me like 40 times.
Oh, did I?
We did. No, what was the count?
47, I think.
It was about a lot.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
It's a lot of firing.
No, we've been fired. We fired ourselves enough times.
They fired me when I went to a concert.
Motorhead or something.
Your fish concert.
I did. Fish. Yeah, fish.
What's his costume?
It's a trench coat with a plague doctor mask.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, just make sure. I'm sure they heard that, but just make sure if you're not really close to Mike, try to speak up too. Just to be sure.
It's okay if you shut up too, though. That's all
right. I will peck you.
So that's Brian
that
Field.
You know what? The last time you told me you'd peck me, it was a very different connotation. very different context. Who's this chick?
This is Michaela Brown. She's my girlfriend.
Oh, she is?
She is.
Okay.
I found that out yesterday.
How much did you have to pay for that? Adding to the budget
Add
of this
that.
Podcast.
There was a Groupon.
Oh, okay. So.
Was it equal to or lesser than the total of the lights?
It was around the same, actually.
Okay.
Around the same.
Okay. Yeah.
What's this costume you're sporting?
Steampunk.
What the fuck is steampunk?
Oh.
I'm just kidding. We match.
Yeah.
Do you?
No.
You got one eye. She's got two.
Yeah, you're right. We're
I believe
completely
she has
different.
Your beat on the...
Completely different costumes.
What are these gloves here you're sporting, by
these
the way?
These are gloves.
You look like the cast of The Outsiders with those gloves on.
Funny thing, if I put on a leather jacket over this, my costume suddenly turns from steampunk to homeless man. Like, just like that. It's great.
Stay gold, pony
that
boy.
That makes sense. Stay gold, pony boy.
Mr. Halloween here. What do we got? Yes. Over, what do we got at this costume? Stand up, show it off.
I will. Hold on. They hate this, by the way,
because you're an asshole.
I love it, and it's funny. Is it funny?
No,
it's never funny.
I find it funny. I'm a guy in a costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
You son of a bitch.
I told you I was going to punch you during the show.
I wasn't expecting it now.
Oh, well, it was about the costume. That's the
point. Put the gas card up, please. You know, at first, I wasn't a fan of the costume, but then I thought about it, and I'm like, wait a minute, I hate Halloween, and I kind of like the power move of that costume.
Yeah. Mm.
You really Jerry Jones this shit. It was pretty good.
Jerry Jones this shit.
You probably never know who Jerry Jones
Nobody
is.
Nobody gets your references ever. That's the problem.
Guys.
You and Brian. Nobody gets the references you guys throw out there. I love it.
That is fair.
You ready for mine? You ready for mine?
I don't care about yours.
What do you... You know, I know what you're thinking.
You're probably thinking, Nico... Nico, what a horrible Donald Trump outfit you're sporting on this podcast. But let me tell you, okay?
Do you have that blade on you by any chance?
I should have brought it.
Just a Trump outfit. This is a zombie Donald Trump outfit.
You're fired.
And I'll tell you what.
For the record, all of his impressions are the exact same.
They're all the same voice.
This is the hugest costume in the history of Halloween video podcast how-to costumes. It's gonna be huge.
There's only like one. Like, that's the only
this
one.
This is it.
This
Rick
is all of that.
Grimes, kiss my ass. I'm gonna kill you in my Halloween costume. He's got nothing on me. He was surging in the polls.
Why are we letting him?
But Rick Grimes, no longer gonna be the president of Alexandria.
I'm trying to figure out when he went from Donald Trump to guy from the Bronx.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Wasn't Donald Trump happened. From the Bronx?
It was about halfway through.
Was it? Okay.
You sound like Donald Trump mixed with like Bernie Sanders. That's what you sound like.
Yeah, actually.
And that's not...
That was good.
And that's not a good thing. Okay, so...
I'll tell you what, I'm building a big wall outside Alexandria. Okay. We're going to keep all of those... All of the zombies out, sorry. All
right, so this podcast is very special. We're doing segments, which is something that we tend to try to shy away from when we do our podcast.
Shy away from or don't have the effort to put together?
Well, no.
There's a difference.
Initially, I wanted to do segments when we first started the podcast, and you were against it. So
was I?
Yes.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
He
so,
did.
But we're doing segments for this one, and so I think we're gonna move on to the first segment, which is a "What is Halloween?" with our friend Brian here, who's the expert in everything. So
cool. Fancy graphic.
All right, folks. So we're gonna start the "What is Halloween?" So Brian here is an expert on all things folklore and history having to do with the paranormal.
Well, most things.
Most things. All. Let's be honest.
Anything
that's ever existed, he's seen and or read and or played.
That's not entirely true.
Just about.
It's close.
But...
if I have it, I'll know where to find it.
That's accurate. So Brian. Yes. Real quick, so explain to everyone, what is Halloween? Where did it come from?
Well, Halloween can be traced back to the very earliest roots. To a Gaelic holiday, which was called Samhain, which, like all Gaelic words, is not spelled the way it's pronounced.
I was gonna ask is that the one that's spelled like sanguine or
it's spelled out like Samhain, Samhain, but it's pronounced Samhain.
All right, that'll help me later when I'm editing this, so I can write it in.
Yep.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, yeah.
So it's it takes place roughly halfway between the autumn equinox and the winter solstice.
All right, and that's October 31st.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. It's also got like it was originally called All Hallows Eve, and then it was Halloween, and then Halloween. Pretty much gone down to that. It's not celebrated in most countries as much as it is in the United States, but we like it here.
That actually leads me to the next question I was actually going to ask you. Why is it that most other countries don't celebrate it? Why is it so popular here and not so popular in other places?
I don't really have a good answer for that. My best guess is that it involves a lot of candy and sugar, and Americans are fat.
That That's fair. So, okay, so with the candy, where did the candy come from? Where did that tradition...
I'm not sure exactly where the candy came from, but it can be traced back to roots of the original Samhain celebration, where people would dress up as monsters or dead people because they believed that the evening of Samhain was when our world was most connected to the spirit world, so the dead would come back, they would visit their old homes, and the fairies... which I believe the Gaelic word was Eishi, which is like A-O-S-S-A-I or something like that, but would come out and visit and would go home to home visiting, and the homes that didn't properly respect them and invite them in and give them meals would not have good luck or good harvests for the rest of the year.
Okay, so...
Which is where... And so there's some speculation as to whether or not people dressed up to, like, disguise themselves so they wouldn't get attacked by the fairies, or if they're just doing it as, like, a representation or interpretation of the story of going house to house asking for food. Okay. So then somewhere down the line that became candy.
Okay. So are there any like other interesting facts or things that you have found in your studies about Halloween?
Nothing directly comes to mind, no.
Okay. You know, a lot of people consider Halloween like almost a satanic holiday. Would you consider it that, or do you think it's related?
Absolutely not. No. It has its roots in pagan tradition, which is probably why it is kind of spread around as satanic, because it back way back when the church would try and sort of get people to stop celebrating pagan holidays and come to the church. So they were saying, oh, the pagan traditions are actually evil, they're satanic, it's the devil trying to trick people. So that's sort of where that came from.
Okay. Well, all right, I certainly didn't know any of that. So, thank you for that's
did
great.
You want to?
No, I mean, yeah, I was actually just thinking, you know, we just learned a lot more about Halloween than anyone will ever need to know.
That is true.
But thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Awesome. Good. All right.
Three classic.
God.
Halloween serial characters, but only one will emerge victorious in this battle arena of Halloween.
Bachelor arena
of the Halloween super fight. It's time to enter the boardroom. Yeah, the audience is here. Hey, pull up the thing.
She already was.
Okay, good.
You were paying attention.
All right, the moderator. Here he is, Nick Evangelista in a little side cam there.
Special side cam.
There we go. Awesome. Behind the scenes. I love this angle, too. It's my good side, too.
Yeah.
And by good side, I mean my head is not in it.
Yep.
All right. In this corner. It's three corners. It's a weird boxing match here.
It's a triangle.
They have a shape for that, you know.
In this corner. Brian, sinus infection. What's your last name?
Field.
Field. Pull up your character.
I be sinus.
We'll be fighting on behalf of. He's got a big nose. What do we got?
Booberry.
Booberry. All right, that's your character. Here we go. And here we go. Zach. Caponegro.
There we go.
Frankenberry.
And of course, the creme de la creme, the champion, returns to fight on behalf of
I'm the champion. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You did that. I'm the champion.
That's true. Count Chocula. You ready?
You've seen the edited song of the Count, right?
Yes.
Will they bleep out Count every time he says
it's
it?
My favorite,
it's
my favorite.
Isn't it awesome?
Have you seen it?
Absolutely.
We'll put a link in the description.
We'll end it with this. We'll end it.
I'm sure it will get more hits than the video.
Probably.
In the span of 50 million years. Right,
for those of you, don't put that right in my face. I'm talking right now.
Oh, you're
there. Okay, perfect. So, for those of you, that's not going to pick up the mic. For those of you who listen to our podcast regularly, the four of you.
God bless you.
Strangula.
God bless you,
and
everyone.
And him three more times.
She listens to it a lot. It's, no. We did a video, or no, not a video. We did an audio podcast a while back called Super Fight, based on the card game Super Fight. It's going to be same rules, right? Same exact thing.
Sure.
So,
why are we doing same rules?
Did we have
a timer?
Yeah, I mean, we're not going
to... What were the rules?
It'll be a rough timer. We'll give you guys, like... a minute or two.
Yeah, it was the opening statement. Okay. Rebuttal.
Okay.
That's a little too complicated.
Cross examination.
So.
Oh my god.
What? That's how we did it! And then closing statements. That's how we did it.
We'll do.
Bribing the jury.
We'll do real quick. You each give like a minute.
Nick, I'll give you elevator shoes if you let me win.
And then you each give a minute for closing. That's it. So okay. 2 minutes each. 1 minute at a time. Got it?
Okay.
All
right, who's starting?
Good question.
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going left. We're going by the English system.
All right.
Not Chinese. Right? Chinese is that one.
Okay, so Boo Berry.
But in the video.
No? Okay.
He's on the way.
Go.
Boo Berry is a ghost.
Yes, he is.
Yep. Yes.
Ooh.
Yep. Jinkies, guys.
Jinkies.
My glasses.
I can't see without my glasses.
You're even wearing orange.
Sweet, I'm Velma.
Hey, Fred, I'm Daphne. You want to fuck me?
What?
She said that, right?
Gasp.
So, Boo Berry, tell us about Boo Berry.
Boo Berry is a ghost, which means he is incorporeal. It makes it incredibly means he can't.
I know what that means. He does. You don't.
Things pass through him. He can't be touched by other physical things.
I see.
Because he's not technically a physical thing.
What about in the commercials when he's picking things up?
Because have you seen any kind of ghost movie? Ghosts can influence things when they want.
Any kind? Let's see. I saw Casper.
I would just say Casper. Yeah.
He was a pussy.
Casper can go through things and then pick things up and stuff when he wants to.
Yeah.
Which makes him incredibly hard for either of you to hit. Naturally, that way he kind of has guerrilla warfare. He can kind of pass through the walls, punch you guys from through a wall, stuff like that, and just deal punch go right through him and stuff like that. So he's kind of like on the lam, can't get hit.
All right,
got an upper hand here.
And time's up. Your imaginary time.
Yep.
Zachary, you're next. Defend Frankenberry.
Okay.
I'm very startled. All right.
And strangely aroused.
Oh, right? It's the weirdest boner you'll ever have.
It's the one on Brian's
face. That's not true.
It's the one on the left.
The one on Brian's face.
That's true.
Alright. And...
So, Frankenberry, A, he's super strong. He is Frankenstein's monster, except he has strawberries, which, by the way, delicious.
Delicious.
Very delicious.
I disagree.
What, you don't You're eat wrong. Anything! You don't eat anything.
Continue.
Okay, so, super strong. Right, mm-hmm. He was made, since he is Frankenstein's monster, he was made at Frankenstein Castle. And old castles often had chapels, so you wouldn't be able to go in, because ghosts can't go into religious things.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to go to a chapel, you can go to the rest of the house.
A church?
But it's not a church. A church is the building that contains the chapel.
It's the hallowed ground.
Thank you! That's what I was looking for. They can't go into hallowed ground. So he would just go into the chapel, and then he would be done. Okay, just fucking gone.
Chapels have flames in them. Frankenstein's monster's afraid of fire.
Now Frankenberry.
You just said he was Frankenstein's monster, but like
essentially, there's a difference between is and is essentially. Definitions, motherfucker.
And time's up. All right, Nico.
Interesting how no one brought up the best of the Halloween cereals.
Also, can't go on Hallowed Ground.
That is also true, technically.
Oh, okay. First of all, you talked about. Boo Berry here.
Don't touch the opponent's box.
We're doing a smear campaign.
That is a little too...
I can already tell we're doing a smear campaign.
Yeah.
That's all he does.
I will rub...
He and Trump.
I will rub Brian's box as much as I want.
Your face...
Go for
your
it.
Your breath was all in my face. And it was concerning. Because it was cold. Are you dead?
He's a zombie.
Okay.
No, he's not
Boo
dead.
Berry. I want you to look at Boo Berry's face for a second. All right? Is that guy good in a fight? Look at that face, okay? Who would vote for that face? How would that face do in a fight? Very bad, okay? That face is unthreatening. He's got one tooth on the top.
It's more threatening than Count Chocula.
Let me tell you something about
His
Count Chocula.
His tooth is square.
Let me tell you
His
something
tooth
about,
is square
let me,
off.
Let me tell
it's
you.
Not even pointy.
Let me tell
Real
you.
Real quick, Zach, what shape are your teeth?
That can stab, motherfucker.
No, look.
That
no,
can
look.
Stab.
These are squared off
fangs.
Look at that.
Those aren't. Those aren't.
He clearly did it on his own because he's a pathfinder.
We're assuming. Okay.
Clearly.
We're assuming no guns here, right? We're assuming that this is
a straight up naturally. Content, paranormal versus paranormal.
There was no item that we get.
Therefore, pointy, sharp objects is the way to go. Let me tell you something that the Count knows very well. The Count knows how to fucking
chocolate.
Count.
Chocolate.
You want to know something?
Count Chocula.
Here we go. Ready?
No.
One. Two.
You realize him and the count.
That's the wrong count.
Fucking stabbing all you motherfuckers.
Wait, what? Four.
He's gonna go through
it. He's wearing a bow tie. And?
So?
That's your point. I've never seen a guy in a bow tie win a fight.
Time is up. All right, Nico.
Bill Nye.
You're finished.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
He won that debate about Christianity versus...
That's true. We're gonna go. To the closing statements of each of you. So Zach, you're gonna start with the closing statement.
Why do I have to start with closing statements?
Because that's how it works.
That's okay. Okay. A. Wrong count. By the way, Chocula. This one's not made, the count.
This is made of chocolate, though.
B. I'm breaking my own rule here, by the way. Uh-oh. Like Brian said, they're filed down teeth. Clearly, he doesn't want to be a vampire. Okay. He doesn't like that idea, so he's a pacifist. He won't fight.
He looks pretty
not
happy
to mention,
being a vampire.
Vampires kill by sucking blood. Does Frankenstein's monster or a ghost have any blood in them?
How do you know this is Frankenstein's monster? I believe Frankenstein was called Frankenstein's monster because he was made by Frankenstein. So Frankenberry.
Okay, then he was made by Frankenberry.
Is Frankenberry's
but he
monster?
But he was made.
I don't know
same...
shit about how Frankenberry does his shit. I don't know
have
what Frankenberry's
you...
using.
In
I don't
the
know
commercial, they showed Frankenberry being created.
Frankenberry generated. Get out of here!
All right, Brian, your closing statement.
Okay. I'm going to bring up some things. First of all, as we said...
Let me pull up a chair!
Brian has things, everybody!
He's clearly...
Get ready for...
Chocula is a pacifist because he filed down his teeth. So, how can he fight other opponents when he's so busy fighting himself and his own inner demons?
Okay, next.
Yep. Secondly... We don't know what realm Count Chocula is from. I'm going to give him some things. He could be from the realm of Ooh, where vampires feed on things that are red, which gives him an upper hand on Frankenberry.
Frankenberry's pink.
Have you seen it? Have you seen Marceline drinks pink things? Anything? Ooh. The Vampire Queen.
We're so lost.
Moving along.
Now, is it the Vampire Queen or the Vampire right. Queen?
Queen.
He's like Frankenfurter, who's the queen.
No,
of
an actual queen. Anyways, as I said before, he can pass through things. Sure, hollow ground, whatever. You still can't hit him. So at best, it'll be a draw. At best.
I'll take a draw over you winning.
All right.
Mm. Oh, cool. Just take him down.
And time. Nico, you're going to get 30 seconds.
As I need to discover myself and I need to look within
the first
my 20 inner
will
demons,
be not about Chocula,
let's discuss the inner demons of everybody for a second.
Okay.
Fucking Booberry doesn't have inner demons because he doesn't have an inside because he's a fucking ghost.
So he has nothing left to lose.
Okay? Fucking ghosts can't do shit. That is the closest thing to Casper
explain
I've ever seen in my life.
They can do shit.
How many times has Poltergeist
Nico, you have 10 seconds on the clock.
No. None, because I've had them.
Look at that face.
5 seconds.
It's a stupid face. I will take the intellect of Count Chocula.
So is that!
One. This guy knows math, motherfucker.
Okay.
Count!
All right, our time is up, folks. All right, I think you all made very good arguments.
We didn't!
With the exception of Nico.
As always,
I
by the way.
I killed in the boardroom.
Now, here's what I want to tell you.
No, I would like to point out, we've played this game multiple times. Mm-hmm. We've given each other like a minute and a half for like opening statements.
He always goes over.
He always goes over.
And doesn't talk about what he's supposed to.
Until like a minute 20. Because he doesn't know how to debate.
I've come to a decision.
Oh, boy.
Now, Zach, I think you put up a valiant fight. I really do. Brian, I think you did a very good job with your arguments. But at the same time, both of you were lacking in certain departments. All right? Brian. Brian, I think you were lacking in aggression. Mm. You proved how you would stay alive, but you didn't necessarily prove how you defeat the others. Zach, your monster is pink. At the end of the day, though, the person who I think had the best arguments overall and who would win in this fight is not you, Nico. You lost. Brian, you won.
Okay, yay.
There we go. All right.
And thus concludes the super fight of serial characters.
Nico, what are you, O for like 27?
I'm the fucking Jets today.
You know, maybe.
If any of the Jets listen, that's adorable.
All right,
it could happen.
All right, Count Chocula is still the best, let's be honest. All right.
Oh, no, he so is.
Fancy transition.
Ah.
Ooh, golly, welcome to...
Oh, my God.
No. Welcome to some good old-fashioned Halloween baking.
Are you just playing racist white people today? Yes, he is. He told me he was going to do this.
We got Michaela to make some beautiful little treats here on your Halloween to make all your parties just old good old dandy. Isn't that right, Michaela?
Yeah.
Oh, what are...
You're going to be making everything.
Oh, am I?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so we are doing... what are we doing?
Well, we're going to make cake pops.
Oh.
They're basically like tiny little cake truffles on a stick.
Okay. So it's a cake, mm-hmm. but in the form of a pop.
Yes.
Okay,
so first what you do is you bake a cake... Just a regular cake. I have some here.
I see.
And then you have to let it cool completely.
In the oven down there that we have.
Yes. Beautiful. Our Easy Bake Oven.
Nico's Easy Bake Oven.
Okay. So next what we do is we take frosting. And usually you use like one regular box cake to one tub of frosting. So go ahead and open that up.
Very hard work so far.
Mm-hmm. I'll just stick that in there. Okay, put it down.
Now eat all of it.
Okay, and then take these two pieces of cake.
Yeah.
Hold them in your hands like this.
Got them. Shouldn't I have gloves on for this?
No,
this
fine.
Is very unsanitary.
And then rub them together over the bowl.
Rub them?
Yeah. Rub them.
Like this?
No.
Together?
No, like hold them flat and then rub the two edges.
Like this.
You're basically trying
like
to make
sandpaper?
Crumbs. You're making crumbs. Keep it in the bowl.
My crumbs are flying all over the room.
So, what you want to do is you can crumb it. Here, you know what? Just take... just crumble one of the pieces into the bowl.
How do I do that?
You just crush it in your hand.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Like that?
So, yes. Yeah, so, basically, all you want to do is you want to...
This is strangely how I eat my cake normally.
Do you eat cake?
I do. Zach, how do I eat cake, though?
With a spoon.
Oh, okay.
You monster!
So, basically what you want to do for the cake pops is you want to get it really, really crummy. Yeah, so you just...
Crummy is my expertise.
Oh, okay.
It's my favorite energy. Crummy things.
These
things very chunky. These aren't crumbs.
Yeah, you need to crumb them a little finer.
I'll make my crumbs nice and fine.
You better. You're making such a fucking mess. Oh my God.
What did you want from me? Were you expecting perfection?
Maybe I should have gotten a bigger bowl. Rather than my fucking Ziploc container. Okay.
Okay.
So, well, that'll be good enough for now.
Okay.
So now what you need to do is you need to scoop the rest of the frosting in there into this container.
Yeah.
Because basically we're making... Sure.
Nico, that's not a potato.
There's no starch in there.
So put it in. So put all of it in. Scoop all of it in. Because basically...
All of this?
We're going to make a paste. We're going to make like...
A paste?
A cake paste. Okay. Are you going to eat all of it? You're gonna eat all the fucking frosting? These are gonna be Nico Pops!
Just most of it. They're magically delicious. Alright, we're getting all this frosting.
Yep.
Mm. Mighty Fine Frosting. Very good frosting so far, I gotta tell you. Okay, that's all in there. We're getting it nice and, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Nice and creamy and chunky.
It's really good.
Oh yeah.
It's really appetizing.
Hold on. Yeah. All right, one thing.
So now what you're gonna do.
Yeah.
Is you are going to get your hands in here.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to just mush it all together until it's one consistency.
Mm.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep, all right, so.
I'm mushing.
What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to make sure everything's the same consistency because then we're going to roll them into the balls.
Okay.
And it's harder to, like, have the actual cake. Form into a ball, so this is the easiest.
Now, do you normally use utensils for this part, or do you normally just throw your hands in there and go for it?
I mean,
you're a hand. Are you a hands-on type of baker? Is that the advice you're giving me now? Is to just
I mean, your saliva's already like all up in the frosting, so you might as well get your hands
in
there too.
Fair point. That's a good point.
Okay. That's probably good. Okay. That's probably good. Right, so as you can see, it's like all one. Consistency. It's really sticky and nasty looking. So then, hell no.
Okay.
So then what you do, you can put that down.
Uh-huh.
Because I have some balls pre-made.
Oh, do you now? Thank God. Then why'd I go do this shit?
Because I wanted to make you. Okay.
Okay.
So, we have these balls.
Yeah.
Here, I need to take off the oven mitts. Actually, you can make two balls. Well, you already kind of made one giant ball.
You want me to make two balls?
Yeah, yeah.
Do it in your mouth. We know you're good at that.
I'm not used to handling two balls at the same time.
Wait a minute.
All right. How many dicks have you sucked? They've only ever had one testicle.
It was a wild summer at the Tour de France one year. Crazy times.
So,
you know, they were tired, those men racing through France. It's horrible.
You want to make them about this size, like a golf ball.
Okay.
That was a sassy okay.
Can do.
So, right. Yeah, you roll it like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's about good, but you don't want to roll it too hard, because as you can see, it's falling apart, because it's room temperature, so it's got a lot of frosting in it. So you can just put that down.
Okay.
Hold this one.
Yeah.
See how that's a lot firmer?
Compare them on the camera, on the side cam.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Nico, you want to do that?
So this is the
pre-made
the shitty
one.
One
I did.
And this is Nico's. Here.
Okay. So. Yeah. So these are the chilled ones, and when they're chilled like this, then all you have to do is re-roll them.
I see.
So you could put this one down. We're gonna put these in the fridge for later.
Okay.
You roll this.
Okay, I'm rolling.
Until it's really smooth.
I'm rolling. Oh yeah, smooth balls are my expertise.
Are they?
Oh yeah. Here we go. We're rolling. Quit laughing over there.
Okay.
Right. That's a.
So that's pretty good. Yeah. So you can put that
right
there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There you go. Okay. So here, do another one.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Here, I'm gonna take off my gloves. I'm gonna do the other two.
Okay. So, there's really two ingredients. You got cake, and you got frosting.
So far, yes.
Gotcha.
Next, we're going to have the melting chocolate.
There's more?
There is more.
Okay.
We're going to put sticks in them, because remember, they're pops. Did you not catch that? All right.
I'm sorry, in between all of them.
No, we're good.
No, we're good here.
Are we?
We're all good.
Okay.
That's a nice smooth ball, isn't it?
That is. Great. Yeah. Yours are like furry. Mine are like if you
show it on the side cam.
So this one Nico made and it's all furry and texture, and then mine's just smooth.
Oh my
you
god.
You heard it here first, folks. Nico has furry balls.
They also somehow got like a lot squishier. Okay. All right, so once you've done that, what we're going to do is we have the melting.
Looks like I have a weird STD on my hands.
Oh my god.
I am zombified today.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so this chocolate might not work out because it's a little.
Oh no. This is where it goes off the tracks.
Yeah.
This is the point in the process. Careful, folks. We're getting into the danger zone here. Okay.
So what you do?
Yeah.
Is you got to make sure that they stay in there, they stick, and they don't fall out. Because if you just stick this in there as is, they're going to fall off.
Right.
So you're going to use the chocolate here as glue.
I see. And you stick that right in. Oh, look at that.
And then we're going to put it down. We're going to put it down there to set. So go ahead and grab one. Actually, no. Wait. Let me hand you one. Okay. Right. And then dip it in a little bit of chocolate. And okay. Then gently stick it in one of your balls. All right. You could do the other one of yours. And then I'll do one too. Yep, gently. Perfect. Okay, so we're going to let these set for a little bit.
We are?
Yeah, because we don't really have to, I guess, because I don't think anyone's going to eat these ones.
Your camera froze. Is that normal?
Did it?
Yeah.
Hoo-wee, we had some technical difficulties over the break, but now we're back to make some more cake pops.
Yeah.
I thought we were done with the Paula Deen.
Not even close. All right.
Okay,
what do we got here?
So the sticks are set now.
Sticks are set.
So
they better be set. It just took us a half hour during the break.
I know. All right. So what we want to do now,
yeah,
which is going to not turn out that well because the chocolate.
What was your first clue?
Oh, no. Okay. Go ahead and try to dip it into the chocolate.
All right, you're dipping. Okay.
Exactly.
Oh,
all yeah.
Right. That's interesting. All right, so you're dipping some melted chocolate.
So, normally the chocolate would be a little warmer than...
I was going to say, is it melted in quotation marks?
Oh, that is that's a burst ball is what that is. That ball just... Yep. That ball's burst. All right, cool.
Okay, so...
Yes.
That's
yes.
Not... Yeah. So normally you would dip those in chocolate. And
normally.
I thought this might be a problem, so I pre-made some.
They're in the oven. I
had to use my oven mitts.
Use your oven mitts.
Okay.
We went to the dollar store to get those.
Safety
we spent
first.
$2 on those mitts.
All right. So
what
we're
do they
putting,
have on them?
Wait, put them down. Put them down. The cake pops are going in the magic oven.
Oh yes, they are. They,
wait, that one too.
Easy bake.
Okay.
Easy bake.
So, the witch and the pumpkin are now gonna go get the
Always use oven mitts when reaching in the oven, kids.
Wow, look, everyone.
Hey!
Oh, my God.
Well, hoo-wee, this will make any of your Halloween party just gosh darn dandy.
Look. Oh. Here you go, Nico. Don't eat.
Well, thank you.
We have some
I did
everyone.
Make them, after all.
Yeah,
everybody, come in. Come in the shot here.
Cut Abby off.
All right, we got some cake. But watch the cake.
I've got a real question.
All right.
Real question. For Nico.
Here's a cake.
Is our magic oven also a multiplication machine?
Yes.
Because there's more of these.
Okay.
Yes, there is.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers, everyone.
Nick, you couldn't wait?
Yay.
Wait, I want to hit someone's ball.
It's the Nico Pops. Be gentle or else they'll fall off.
Be careful. Be careful with the ball.
Brian, give him the shot.
Oh, yeah, it turned out pretty good.
Back in the collar.
Hum. That's so good.
No, don't put it on the floor.
I didn't put it on the floor.
Put them back in the oven.
Yeah, put them in the oven.
Did you know that our oven is also reversed?
Oh, they're very good.
These are really good.
These are very good.
Yay.
Well, thank
Nico,
you,
good
everyone.
Job.
The five bowls of cereal plus this does not... He's not sitting well.
No. Yeah.
But Nick, you have
the real reason.
Where am I putting this?
Because
I really can't even eat the rest.
I'll eat it.
Okay.
Why?
All right.
Because you have
five bowls of cereal.
Oh, wait. Oh, no.
What?
Brian.
Oh, my God.
Brian.
Are you okay?
Brian.
Are you okay?
Brian, you're
you
turning
okay?
green. Your eye, your cheeks, see right there? Look at that. It's
yeah.
like, it's weird.
Oh, are you okay?
Dude, you all right?
Brian, play dead.
Play dead.
Brian! Oh no!
Brian, play dead.
Oh no!
No!
Oh no, Brian!
No!
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 No! What happened?
I
oh
think he's
God.
Been poisoned!
Yeah. Oh?
Wait. Gasp.
Where's the card, Abby?
I didn't know what we were doing.
Oh no. Oh well. Let me check. Let me check the pulse. No, definitely dead. Definitely.
Oh, he is dead. He's no very dead.
Pulse. Oh, I think he's been moited.
I hate everything about that.
Okay. Hello, everyone. We buried Brian. It's a beautiful service. We didn't say much. Yeah, we didn't say much. We just didn't have time. Quite frankly, I was tired. Just want to get out.
I can hear the voices of the dead.
So. What? What?
Talk louder.
What? Okay, so Michaela and I have a fun little segment. This is fun little segment.
Yeah.
About costumes.
Yay! How to do them.
Now, to start off, there's a very simple acronym you guys need to remember. Okay? Pekkazilka.
Say that again?
Pekkazilka.
One more time?
Pekkazilka.
What does that stand for?
Props. I have it. See? Props, authenticity, cliches, cleverness, last minute costumes.
That's a bit of a stretch.
Shh. Slutty costumes and genres.
Okay. All right. Super simple.
Super simple. You'll never forget it.
No.
So to start off with is props. I have always been a fan of props for costumes.
Make or break it.
Yeah, exactly. So our dear friend Brian, who... What's dear friend?
I was going to say dear. We knew this guy named Brian. Yeah.
And he's not there. He's not here with us anymore. But he had a prop, as you saw. You see, without this, he'd just be some guy in a trench coat. But with it, he was a plague doctor. So, that's awesome. That's gonna go there now. And then we have another person who has a prop. Nick, do you want to come up real fast?
I guess so.
So, to go with his steampunk costume, punk costume, rather, he had this. He didn't need it, but, you know, right there.
Yep. So you can see what it is?
Yep. He didn't need it, but it just adds something to the character that he's portraying. And he has a little pocket watch.
And the hats, too. Our hats, like, if you take your hat off?
Well, without the hat, he's just
looks normal guy. And yeah, without the hat,
he's a gentleman.
I don't look as steampunk either.
No. But you put the hats on, and you're steampunk. All right. Not needed. You can take that back with you.
Thank you.
And then there's things that definitely are needed for costumes. If you're the devil, you need the...
Pitchfork.
Thank you.
Trident. It's really a trident.
It is a trident.
Yes.
But no one ever calls it a trident.
You know what? I do.
Well, you're wrong.
How is that wrong? You just said that's right. You suck. Don't sit on my shit.
Another thing is, was it, ooh! Ooh! You want to take the next thing?
This one?
Yeah.
The A?
Yeah, authenticity.
Authenticity. How authentic your costume looks. Also, your dedication to said costume. So, his costume, there's not a lot of effort put into it, but Nico's, Mr. Zombie Donald Trump, he's quite dedicated.
$2 at Walmart.
But
$10 at the Halloween store.
But we're talking about the dedication.
Your performance.
The impression.
So your voice is very good.
Are you talking about this impression?
Yes.
This jacket came from my dad's closet. He was a great man.
He was very rich.
Get off camera, Mr. Trump. Just like I'm gonna make all the zombies of America. They're gonna be huge.
Another thing I just like to point out, I once saw a guy, he was dressed up as Charles Xavier. Mm-hmm. And the guy could walk, but he refused to get out of a wheelchair the entire night.
Yeah.
It was kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
Character act.
Actually, a party I went to, there was a guy dressed as Rick from Rick and Morty. Did the voice the entire time.
Yeah, no, it's yeah.
The constant time. Constant
Brando.
Time.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly like Brando.
Exactly like Brando.
De Niro, Brando, guy from Rick and Morty.
Yeah. Right there.
Yeah. All right, so next one we have.
Are the cliched costumes. You know, we're talking cats.
Police.
Cops. Monsters.
Ghosts.
Yeah, anything really.
Dorothy from Wizard of Oz.
Yes. But there are ways to get around it, okay? You can try to be clever with it. Like, for vampire, you can go as the Count or Count Chocula. And you're still a vampire, you're just a variation of the vampire.
If you wanted to be, like, a cat, you could do a leopard or a tiger. You don't just have to be a black cat with a little pink nose. Or, add some accessories.
Or a cop. You can be a retro cop. You mm-hmm. can be post-apocalyptic cop. The gentleman is for stamp
stamp.
Yeah,
but
But yeah, don't just go some... What?
Go.
Okay. Don't just go somewhere and be like, oh, I'm going to be a cop. Because that's not fun.
And then there'll be, like, 50 other cops at the party.
You can do what our friends did and went as the cops from Reno 911.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, that was pretty
Why?
Great.
I want to insert a picture right now on the screen of Jimmy Lux as a cop.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Right. Wait, I have one of him in a wig that he found at a party. Okay, so our next point is cleverness. The cleverness of your costume.
That's my domain right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you can...
So, we're counting cleverness as... Any sort of puns or plays on words. Nico's laughing his ass off.
Your domain?
It is my domain.
Like fitness is my domain.
I'm punny.
All right, keep going.
Like man. The guy in a costume.
All right, Richard Pryor, keep going.
Okay. But then there's like the play on words, which is, I saw this guy, he just took a box and made it look like a table and put a lamp, and
he was
a one-night
stand. That's been done before.
Yeah,
that's
but been done they're before. Funny.
Yeah. They make you think a little more than, like, a cat costume.
Yeah, and I think there's more freedom with the group costumes in that aspect. Like, yep. I wanted all of us to go as Shark Week. Which, damn it, Nick. It's got, I might have done that earlier. Yeah, we all just wear shirts. Mm-hmm. Let's say days of the week. And then we get a shark hat. And put it on.
But then you realize there were 7 days in a week.
Yeah. Yes. Well, no, we would have had 7 if George was here.
Oh. George is here.
George is here.
We've actually had 2 deaths tonight. So.
Yeah. But then also with the cleverness, it's like the group costumes and the couples costumes. But don't go cliche. Don't go plug and outlet. Don't go PB&J.
You know what my, like, least favorite couples costume is? It's where the guy's dressed up as, like, a hunter with, like, a bow, and then the girl's dressed up as, like, a deer. Like,
I've
he's gonna
never
kill her.
Seen that.
I hate that. I've seen it all over Pinterest, and I'm just like, why would you dress up as something that your boyfriend is going to kill? Like, what? I don't know. That one just bothers me. Don't dress as that. It's not kinky! It's not!
Or back to the cleverness.
It's the catch of the day.
Then you could just be a fisherman. She could be a giant dead fish.
Yes.
Whatever
you just said, yes.
Well, and then have you seen the one? It was like, it was a group of people and they all went as Disney villains. And some guy was dressed as a hunter. And when people asked him what he was, he said, I'm the hunter that killed Bammy's mom.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Too soon.
Too soon.
No.
Yeah, so cleverness. Go as clever as you can, but try to keep it, like, relevant. Don't do what they did in How I Met Your Mother, where he went as a hanging Chad for, like, 6 years in a row, because I still don't know what that is.
How many years have you worn that costume?
5, but it's still funny, damn it!
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
You know what you should never dress as?
A kind of costume?
A furry. Just gonna put that out there.
I'm gonna put pictures of that all.
You time. Should, because furries are terrifying.
Or do dress as a furry.
No,
I don't know what you
no.
Do.
We don't judge.
No, just, no, we judge.
Yeah, we do. We judge. Oh. Nick.
I heard that. Wait, what did he say?
Nothing.
No, what did he say?
Nothing.
What did he say?
I know what she did, too.
Ah! Okay.
Okay.
As Nick stuffs his bunny ears
into his throat. Okay. So, last minute costume ideas?
Just take a giant paper bag and put it over your head.
Yeah, do simple things.
Yeah.
There was this guy who wore a flannel shirt and he went as the bounty guy.
I could put a paper bag over his guy with a flannel shirt. Then you could be an ugly guy in a flannel shirt.
Why am I the ugly one?
I don't know. Do you want to be the pretty one? You can be the pretty one. Oh, thank you.
Because God intended it? Is that what you said? You're a cocksucker. So yeah, just
you can dress in a trash bag.
Try not to do last minute Halloween ideas.
You could be white trash.
That's actually a good one. I might steal that for next year.
Giggle, giggle.
But yeah, don't try to avoid doing last minute Halloween ideas costumes, because they're not, most of the time they're really stupid.
It's like the first five ideas that come to your head are probably not good. It's like after that.
Like Nico probably stopped after Zombie Trump.
Yeah, that was
the
first one.
And he shouldn't have.
Yeah, yeah.
He should have kept thinking of new ones.
You're a loser.
No.
I'm undead.
And then here's an issue that has bothered me for many years, is the slutty costumes.
How dare you?
The slutty I don't get it.
You're un-American.
Wait, can I make an addition? Slutty / perverted costumes, because there are plenty of costumes that guys wear where it's like the blowjob machine.
The breathalyzer.
Like, yeah.
Breathalyzer. They don't go as a blowjob machine.
Or there's a giant vagina. Penis.
You watched the BuzzFeed video,
I
didn't
did.
You? I like the flasher one.
Yeah,
that
no,
one
that
is
one
funny. It's
one...
funny, but don't ever wear it.
We'll link that video below.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Yeah.
Let me inside you. Oh my god. Okay. But yeah, I don't like. You okay?
Oh no.
Wait.
Oh no.
What? What is it? Wait, what?
Stella!
Oh, my. Coffee. Do you see? It's like, it's got this weird.
No, I made that coffee.
Color in it. What is,
I brought that coffee
that's
myself.
That's not what it looks like.
Why is it green?
What's going on? Oh, my God.
It smells weird, too.
Oh. Well, you're going to have to finish by yourself.
Yeah, I'll do that. Okay. We'll deal with that later. But yeah, back to the slutty costumes. I'm very against them. A, they don't seem comfortable. Are they comfortable?
No.
So why do girls wear them?
Can't think of anything better.
Can't think of anything better than a hot firewoman. Or a hot policewoman. Or the have you seen the hot nun? That's a disgrace. They should go to hell for that.
But the other option is like an ugly firewoman or an ugly nun.
Or a hot priest.
Or the hot priest. Yeah, I don't get them. Guys do it too, and I just don't get it. But there's also a difference between hot and slutty. There's hot, which is you go as like Katy Perry or something like that, where you can still be attractive, but not as a sexy nun, which is just lingerie. Do you disagree with this?
I have no comment.
Okay.
What's the last one?
The last is a G. Good.
Good.
Okay. Which is genre. There are many genres to costumes. There's humor. There's horror. There's political. Steampunk, I guess, is its own genre, technically.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know. But, do what you think is best. If you're going to a party, maybe wear something funny. If you're going actually trick-or-treating, wear something scary. If you're going to fuck with people,
go political and make them think. Yeah.
And that's it. A lot of thinking about Nico's costume.
And
and I think it's just fantastic.
So yeah, don't forget. Pegagoogle.
Horror movies. Gotta love them.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
I
you do.
I don't.
You gotta love them. They're the best thing about Halloween.
I thought it was the costumes.
No. In order, it goes movies.
Movies.
Everything else is tied for second. That is how it works.
Mm.
I've read that in a book.
Well, you read books?
I've read that one.
I'd applaud for clap. Applaud for clap.
You're going to applaud for clap. Yes, you are.
For Zach. For reading a book.
Yeah. I read like instruction manual.
Yeah.
Does that count?
No.
You know, I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what is really high up there on this list of all Halloween things. The Why Is This a Thing Halloween special.
Yes.
Right. Which I'm sure from now on will be an annual thing, correct?
Okay, how about horror movies number one?
Yeah.
Why Is This a Thing number two? Everything else tied for third.
I like it.
Everything else gets the bronze.
It has been a fun show so far, hasn't it? I mean, we've lost some people along the way.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, a few.
Yeah, you know.
But
it happens.
Yeah.
It's the price of the job, man. You know, it is what it is. It's
being so famous.
I've already lost two of my significant others. I only have one left. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, that is definitely true. Yeah, all right. Abby, you doing good?
No, great.
Hanging in there. Good.
Good.
All right. What are we doing?
So, just a little break in between the how-tos. I would like to go over everyone's favorite horror movie.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you, everyone's favorite Halloween movie, so it doesn't have to be a horror movie.
But can it be a horror movie?
It can be, yeah. Like Nightmare Before Christmas isn't a horror movie, but it's a Halloween movie.
Oh, I see, okay.
Okay, if it's scary, it works. Is that the plan?
Well, no, because Leprechaun's not a
okay
Halloween movie.
It's
not.
Okay, that's true.
It's about a leprechaun.
Okay.
All right, I mean, that's definitely St. Paddy's Day.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So Abby.
Abby,
what is your favorite horror / Halloween movie.
The horror.
Jeez, watching you try to say that.
Oh. Oh, with the burns.
Shots fired. Okay.
I would say my favorite is The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
It's a good one.
Starring the great Johnny Depp.
Uh-huh.
Future Academy Award winning Johnny Depp.
And that is the reason.
I can never tell if you're being sarcastic or not.
He ain't winning no fucking Oscar.
Okay.
You know what?
I can never tell.
There was a moment this past year when I was... For some reason, I had Johnny Depp in my thoughts, and he was circling my brain, and I was just laying in bed thinking about him.
Were you touching
yourself? Oh, really?
When these thoughts came in?
I wasn't at the time.
Moments later.
Here's the thing, though. I was thinking about him, and I discovered, you know what? Johnny Depp's a shitty actor. Like, I think it came to me. I'm like, wait a minute. Why do we collectively like Johnny Depp?
Oh, sigh.
No, like, Johnny Depp sucks, and yet we've all agreed for some reason that Johnny Depp is okay, even though he doesn't make good movies or have...
You know, he considers himself a musician first and an actor second.
No,
you know
he
that?
Does.
No. What is he makes music?
Yeah, that's
is he
how
in
he
a
started.
Band?
Yeah, he's, like, friends with Steven Tyler, is that his name?
From Aerosmith?
Yeah.
That's Steven Tyler?
They're buddies.
I could see that.
No,
I
yeah.
Could,
yeah.
They're in, there's this, like, I can't remember what it's called. I was listening to NPR, and I heard the story, of course.
Because that's what he does.
Yeah.
He listens to that and classical music. Those are, like,
yeah. There's this club of, like, it's literally, like, a club of rock stars.
Yeah.
And Johnny Depp is in it.
Yeah.
And Steven Tyler and a bunch of other guys, and they all hang out.
I'm so down to see Johnny Depp as Steven Tyler for the Aerosmith biopic, though. Are you petting my head?
Yeah.
Okay. Enjoy. Don't get lost up there.
Okay. So what's your favorite horror film?
So, yeah, what is like? Your favorite Halloween horror movie?
Oh, mine?
Movie?
Well, obviously there's some future contenders here. We'll see how these sit. Love Trick or Treat, of course. Love Rocky Horror Picture Show. All of which, by the way, you can view by going to NicoEmpire.com and listening to the archives of Why Is This a Thing?
That's true.
There's always a plug. Always a plug.
My favorite scary movie is Batman and Robin. that's my favorite scary movie.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Terrifying.
It was absolutely terrifying.
I shrieked oh, many times awful. During Batman and Robin, but my favorite by far, and this may surprise you.
Oh, God.
It may surprise you in the room. Child's Play. my favorite.
Oh no, you, I, you've movie. Said
that's
before.
Right. That's right.
Love me some play. Fucking Chucky. Chucky is the shit. I love Chucky.
Now see, it's funny because you'll watch and you love Child's Play.
Yes.
Do you get like scared during it?
No, it's okay. Not. But it's a fucking doll that's killing
but
people.
But you
no.
were absolutely terrified.
Yes.
Like in a ball, under the blankets, hiding your face yes. while we were watching Alien.
Well, that's here, true. Now here's the thing. There is potential that aliens exist somewhere, okay? There is no evidence that living toys exist. Toy Story 1, 2, and 3 is the only evidence we have of that.
There has actually been a real case of a possessed
doll. There's
been
a couple, actually.
Oh, well, okay.
This has been real.
You're getting very good at that.
She's learning quick.
Bravo.
No, I'm a big Chucky fan. I love all the Chucky movies. And I don't know.
All of them?
I love all of them. Chucky's going to kill me.
You Bride like, of Chucky. You like Bride of Chucky?
Fucking love Bride of Chucky!
And you like Seed of Chucky?
I don't think I've seen Seed of Chucky.
Is that their kid?
That's yeah, yes. They have a kid.
Bride of Chucky, though, is pretty great. And I love wow. him very much. I love Chucky. And The Shining, obviously, is another one.
Yeah, I guess.
You know,
but if you had to pick one, it'd be
too
safe. Chucky.
Chucky over a Stanley Kubrick movie, anyway. That's my reason.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Oh, man.
So, Nick, how about your, what is your favorite Halloween / horror?
All of Kill-Me-A-Thon.
All, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say it with me, everybody.
Mostly Serbian.
Everybody say it. Ready? Too much rape.
There really was.
Too much rape.
That's become our artificial catchphrase.
There's like, here's how much rape you need.
Oh. Applause.
Here's, oh, there's a thunderous wow. applause happening off camera. That's amazing.
Here's how much rape you need, right?
Yeah.
And here is Kill Me If I... Just too much. Just too much
just
rape.
Just a hair.
Just a hair.
Just a cunt hair too much rape.
Just the cunt... Chink-ass cunt hair.
What?
Have you not heard this?
What did you just say? Were those words okay to say?
You haven't heard that?
I think he said
go something. On! Run the play! Run the play, it's broken! Scramble! Go! Go! Keep it alive! Keep going! Keep going!
You haven't heard us say that?
Did you say chicken cunt
hair? Enough!
Are you allowed to say that?
No.
We do.
You broke a rule, Zach. I'm sorry, you're fired.
What? We don't mean it towards Asians.
Oh my god.
What do we mean it towards?
Justin.
Wait a minute.
Hey,
wait,
guys, what? Did you notice Abby's kind of? I mean,
wait,
there's like a
wait.
Yeah, that doesn't look good.
That's oh, that's
a little troubling.
There's blood all over one of her card covers
yeah.
over there.
Wait, yeah. Aren't you supposed to be dead?
Funny story about that. See, I was... One sec.
Okay. Well, we're, okay. Back, we're back to where we were.
we just came right around. And
So, should we be concerned about this at all? Like, are we... Wanna...
I think it's safe to say no.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's
I think
enough.
We're in a good spot. We're still here.
You don't want to.
This is what the show started.
The authorities, a little, maybe dust for some fingerprints there.
Yeah, I don't have to. I don't have any service in your basement, anyways.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's fine. Call Ted Danson in here and.
Just call Ted Danson.
I don't understand that reference.
You don't?
I never did.
Okay. You see, when Grissom left CSI,
Lawrence Fishburne
came in, and then when Lawrence Fishburne left CSI, they decided to bring in Tony Danza,
Ted Danson.
That's I don't know why I said Tony Danza. I really don't. I meant Ted Danson.
So Zach, what's your favorite horror movie?
This. Hey, we got a solving crime over here.
I meant Ted Danson.
Hey,
I really
the guy
did.
Is dead over there.
I really, really did.
Oh my goodness.
Let's test for some semen over here.
You ever smack him?
Oh, hey! I'm dead dancing. I'm the new CSI.
Right, we gotta find out what Zach's favorite horror film is. This is very important knowledge. We have to figure this out.
Okay. Well, it has Tony Danza in it.
Does it?
No, it doesn't.
I know he starred in horror movies.
Oh my god! I do love Trick or Treat. Uh-huh. Wait, did you say yours?
Yeah.
What did you say?
All of Kill Me a Thought, especially Serbian films.
Well, that doesn't count.
Why not? Serbian film was terrifying.
It was pretty terrifying, wasn't it?
It really was.
But no, I love Trick or Treat, but I think my favorite is Nightmare Before Christmas.
I thought you were going to say Nightmare on Elm Street.
No, okay. We've had this. Nick and I have
had this conversation.
When most people say, oh, have you seen, like, Nightmare? They mean Nightmare on Elm Street. I don't. I don't know why.
Nightmare is Nightmare Before Christmas.
But yeah, I love Nightmare Before Christmas.
I was thinking Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I love Nightmare Before Christmas.
Uh-huh.
It's a great movie. Tim Burton.
It's a great movie. Love Tim Burton. Yeah.
Yeah. So does Johnny Depp, apparently.
So, yes.
They have a polyamorous relationship.
A what?
A polyamorous relationship.
I don't know what that means.
It means many lovers.
Oh.
It's like the three of us.
Wait, hold on. No, I'm confused.
This is...
So what's the difference?
Get a dictionary, damn it!
What's the difference between that and polygamous?
Right. We're going to cut this segment, okay? Right now.
Hey! All right, that is it, ladies and gentlemen, for the first and last ever video podcast for Why Is This a Thing. Yeah. Like no argument about that whatsoever.
You don't think we're gonna do another one? I think we could do it. Whatever.
You know, this was a really fun time.
I thought it went pretty well.
That required a lot of work, and as swimmingly as most things that we do go, which is, you know, it is what it is. But it was a really good time, and I want to thank everybody that helped us out on this. Brian, Michaela, Abby, God rest all of their souls.
I was just going to say that. I was just going to say that.
We have lost some of God's angels have gone up to heaven today. And,
it's a shame.
And it's a real shame. But this was a lot of fun. Hopefully we have helped you in some way, shape, or form do Halloween a little bit better. Isn't that right, everybody?
Yeah, I think so.
This has been a great time. The costumes have movie.
What's going on? Surprise. You've all been naughty.
Hi. Slowly, slowly, slowly getting faster. Once I start in f***ing, it's very hard to stop. Hey, faster, faster, it is so exciting. I could f*** forever, f*** until I drop.
Went about as well as I expected.